That's right. It's Dave Land. Sponsor? Okay.
Damn.
It's okay, Dave. Don't take it personally. Just like Anthony Davis, he just got caught up in something. But here's Dave.
Bringing it back to you.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the holiday tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how it ranks in your family as far as favorite holidays of the year.
I mean, you certainly should say Christmas if
If you're a Christian household.
If you're a Christian household. So I'll give Christmas the default number one.
Well, then
you
probably then also need to default Easter to number two.
Interesting. I would say I recognize Easter is very important, but I love Thanksgiving so much.
Yeah, I'm with you. And in my household, my dear wife, it's her favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Because she just loves Thanksgiving food. Not everybody does.
I do.
And I'm with her. You know, I couldn't eat Thanksgiving food every day.
I can't help but be distracted that the guy over your shoulder is shaking his head. No.
We'll get there.
I'll try to ignore it until we get there.
We will talk to Ham.
But the enemy of Thanksgiving is right over your shoulder.
We will talk to Ham and his simple palate about Thanksgiving here in a second. But I did, you know, last year I think we talked about Perk ranked his Thanksgiving Day sides.
Oh, yeah. Do we have that audio?
I don't remember. But I found a list that I thought you might find interesting from Out Magazine. This is the gayest Thanksgiving foods.
Okay.
They say it's time for queer chosen families to gather and celebrate with a delicious meal. But how can you guarantee that your Thanksgiving dinner is as gay as it can be? Well, you got to have these 10 foods.
All right.
So at number 10, yams.
I mean, everybody agrees on yams.
Yeah, that yams getting topped by some fluffy gay marshmallows, delicious. At number 9, turkey. They say the gay community is famous for bears, otters, cubs, and pups. Why not create a turkey in the ranks of gay types? They propose that a turkey would be a large, gay, hairless man who loves to gobble.
Okay.
Number 8 is gravy.
Oh, we got 8 more of these.
Yeah. They say gravy isn't just one thing, it's fluid.
That's true.
Not necessarily gender fluid, but it's fluid. It's versatile. It makes everything better.
Uh-huh.
At number 7, pumpkin pie.
Also a favorite.
They say like the nice femme lesbian who holds your hair while you're puking at the club, pumpkin pie is as sweet as it comes.
At number 6.
Okay. Staying on the lesbian theme, mac and cheese. They say we know what a good wet mac and cheese sounds like. If you make it right, lesbians can eat it all night long.
How'd you happen upon this list?
I don't know. I just did.
Okay.
At number 5, succotash. Corn, beans, and squash in a perfect threesome for your Thanksgiving meal.
All right.
Number 4.
You ever had succotash at your Thanksgiving?
I don't think I have, no.
I bet you Ham has.
Yeah.
It's made up.
It's a southern thing.
Yeah.
Number 4, buns. Spread them out on the table and watch your gay friends go to town.
Uh-huh.
This is, again, from Out Magazine. I didn't write this.
No.
I didn't take the time.
No, it's real, is what you're saying.
It's real.
Yeah.
Number 3, cranberry sauce. Like the lone gay cousin at a family reunion, cranberry sauce is tart, colorful, and saucy as hell.
All right, you know. How about cranberry sauce? Where are you at on that?
You know, I used to hate it because my mom, as we talked about in the cold open, my mom's a great baker, not mm-hmm. the best cook, and she would always just do the in the shape of the can that it comes in, cranberry jelly.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was disgusting. But my wife, who, as I said, loves Thanksgiving, she's like, if you make cranberry sauce the right way, it is like gravy. It makes everything better. All you got to do, you go to the grocery store, you go to the produce section, you get the bag of Ocean Spray cranberries, and it has the recipe on the back. All you got to do is throw them in a pot with like some water and sugar, and you cook them down. They burst, and it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have to take it out of a can.
No.
Okay.
No, it's super easy.
Okay.
Number two, sweet potato pie. Not as popular as its lesbian cousin, the pumpkin pie, but secretly a lot better. Classy, unique, and satisfying.
Okay. Very informational.
And number one, stuffing. You know a night is successful when you both end up stuffed.
So well, thank you.
Yeah, so that is the top 10 gayest Thanksgiving Day foods. But I don't know if any of those will end up on your plate tomorrow, Ham.
We have
definitely cranberry sauce.
So what
definitely yes on cranberry sauce.
What happens for a ham Thanksgiving? Like, do they make a special kids plate for you with tendies and like crinkle fries, or do you eat mashed potatoes?
Like blow pop.
Do you eat stuffing?
So the last couple of years we've been staying away from turkey and other traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Staying away.
Like we're doing this year, we're doing Italian food, some sort of like lasagna or something. We've done barbecue in the past.
So you have, so.
But there's some
who's,
things.
Who's the we in the equation here?
All the family.
Oh, you got a whole family that goes along with this?
Yeah, we all came to the conclusion that we don't like turkey.
So it's not just you.
It wasn't just me.
Everyone is on board at the ham household that turkey is overrated.
Yes.
Do you feel like you've influenced?
I think I am an influencer in this category. Now, there is, when it comes to Thanksgiving with, like, Italian food and stuff like that, they are making two types of sauces. There is the sauce that has, like, broccoli or something in it, and then there's also the meat sauce that they're making for me with less broccoli.
Broccoli in it.
I'm probably with you on your description.
I don't know about pasta sauce with broccoli in it.
If I don't understand it, but I'm not going to eat it.
Are you thinking mushrooms instead of broccoli?
Probably.
I
don't know what to put in it.
What about the killer Thanksgiving?
I mean, it's your typical. We'll have your turkey, your dressing. We have two different types of dressing because half my family's from the north and the other's south. So they
like cornbread.
We have a cornbread and then just a plain bread dressing.
Uh huh.
And then we'll have broccoli salad, which my wife loves. We'll have different mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes. Green bean casserole. The casserole is a big player on Thanksgiving.
What's the head count at the killer Thanksgiving?
I think we're going to have 12 at my house tomorrow.
Okay. What about the ham
Thanksgiving? Have you been told to dress nice?
Yes.
We're going to have 8, but there are two things that still will make the meal, and it's crescent rolls and it's cranberry sauce.
Yeah, we don't have any cranberry stuff. We don't have any cranberries on our menu.
Huh. What about you, Bob?
Oh, my wife takes several days to get
things
in gear.
She's mid preparation right now.
Right now, I'm sure the house smells amazing, and she's on it, and she makes sure that we have a house full, and there will be people that show up that I didn't even know were on the list, and she's her dad raised her in a household that would have randos at the house for holidays because he didn't want to see anybody isolated on a holiday. Like, if they found out,
how charitable of him.
No, that's who he was. And he cared for those who didn't have any place to go. So, I think Sally makes that a point to make sure that these people are covered and this guy's got a place to go. So I don't know who's going to show up.
Yeah, ours is just going to be nuclear family. So my wife, daughter, and baby Wells and myself.
Okay.
And we will have our fair share of eatsy sides. But then, like I said, wife, she makes like a butternut squash casserole. She makes the cranberry. She makes the turkey. And we have an issue with the turkey because she always makes a huge turkey, like a 20-plus-pound turkey, because then we always do a leftover sandwich party with our friends for the Iron Bowl.
Nice.
She makes incredible leftover turkey sandwiches as well.
Man,
so we need the
skills.
We need the surplus of turkey.
Yeah.
And the turkey that I found at the store the other day was frozen solid. There was not a fresh turkey that was of the right size. And so it's been defrosting in the fridge, the beverage fridge. Yes, I have a beverage fridge.
Hey,
who doesn't?
The garage fridge.
You've done well in life.
And it's still not thawed. And so we were talking about it last night, and she was like, well, I think we can, you know, thaw it in some water in the sink. And I was looking it up. I was like, well, you got to make sure that it's cold water. And she was like, no, we can just use lukewarm water. And I was like, no, it says right here that you have to use cold water. Otherwise, you can poison all of us. And she was like, huh, well, I've been doing that for years. Glad nobody's died.
Yeah. Okay, so the refrigerator's not getting you there, huh?
Well, I did turn the refrigerator down. So it's like at the least cool setting.
Yeah.
Because I had it at the most cool.
Maybe try backyard tonight.
Yeah, just throw it in the yard and see what happens.
It's like early, low 40s, right?
Yeah. It has to stay under 40 degrees, so maybe that'll work. If the critters don't get to it.
Oh, that's right. The critters. I forgot about them.
Yes, I hope everyone has a very gay and happy Thanksgiving.
I think we'll get to Kendrick Perkins' Thanksgiving in Sturm Center, perhaps.